Now, stay tuned for Hispanic New York with Alva Solianos.
Good morning, I'm Alva Solianos. Here I am again. And this is the last of the programs, for a while anyway, that we'll be doing with my Islamic friends. We'll be doing more shows, I can assure you, because the interest of these shows have been really fabulous. I'm really surprised. People have shown interest, have called, have spoken to some of the people who have been on the shows, and they think we'll do it again. We'll keep on doing another series anyway. My guest today is Mr. Hudson Clifton James. Hudson Clifton James. And then we have Miss Mariam
Figueroa Vasquez.
And we have Mr. How do you pronounce the first name?
Rahim.
Rahim Ocasio. So now we have a variety of racial groups in the program this morning. I said that to perhaps emphasize the fact that the show is dealing with different people, different kinds of people, and perhaps different circumstances. And it's interesting, you know, very interesting. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll take up the whole show myself just talking, you know. So I better turn it over to you, right? What made you become a Muslim, Hussein?
What really made me become a Muslim today? For the longest, with the brother who is sitting on my right, and the brother who is over there. For the longest while.
Well, the brothers who are over there are the people who are going to be on the show. He's just people he knows who's in the studio with me.
Okay, fine. Yes. I felt I got a spirit to enlighten me more in the teaching of the Muslim that I am so satisfied with, that I felt today was the day that I should become a member. And here I am. Mm-hmm.
So this has been your first day as a Muslim.
Yes.
I was going to ask, how do you feel about it?
Oh, I'm feeling proud. I'm feeling great.
Uh-huh.
To be, but that will enlighten me more in the spiritual world to understand and to share among the other.
Yeah, he's using expressions that I don't understand, but I hope my listeners have a better understanding of it. As time goes on, I guess. That was Mr. Hudson Clifton James. He just became a Muslim today.
Yes.
And he's explained to us how it came about that of all the days in the year, today was the day. Yeah, what was it? What was it? What happened?
Well, knowing that, I am now occupying an office in the area where the Muslim have the conferences, and by talking in the spiritual world, I felt to put more strength in what I'm doing. I felt today was the day of being a member.
And you're proud of it?
Yes.
You get a certain satisfaction.
Oh, yes.
Now, Mr. Hudson, Mr. James, gives the impression of being happy about something.
First, congratulations. Mabruk. That's the Arabic word for congratulations.
What's it?
Mabruk.
Okay. Now, you're Hispanic.
Puerto Rican.
And you're also a Muslim.
Yes.
How long?
Let's see. I took Shahada. Shahada means when I became a Muslim. In March 10th, 1973.
That's a long time.
About 18 years. I was 19 years old when I did it.
Uh-huh. Other members of your family?
My brother and my mother.
Are Muslims?
Yes. Okay.
Do you get any particular satisfaction out of it?
A tremendous amount of satisfaction. If you really feel that you have the correct way of life, you have something to offer. And if you're really sincere, you want to impart something that's of benefit to others. Also, and when you see others partaking of it and benefiting also, it gives you a great sense of satisfaction.
That's kind of talking over my head a little bit. Could you be a little more specific?
Well, you know, there was a lot of See, when you're not practicing Islam, there are a lot of un-Islamic things that occur within a family.
Uh-huh.
Alcoholism, all kinds, all manner of foolish behavior, things that we consider deviant behavior against the Quran and against the commandments of the Creator. And when you see people divest themselves of all these ill manners, deviant modes of thinking or acting, and see the benefit of their flowering, of their spiritual progression, of their personality being developed, their character being improved, and their life being set in order, it can only bring a great sense of satisfaction, especially if it's a family member.
I see. You keep nodding your head as you go as he was speaking. Mr. Ocasio was speaking. Do you feel the same way he does?
Oh, yes. Yes. Definitely.
That some sort of an inspiration, or it happens because it's something must? It's a period of your life when this must happen? What is it?
Well, as I mentioned, what he has said, I support it 100%, well put together. You feel to yourself, it's a new creation in you.
Now listen, I'm not trying to convert anybody out there, and I'm not trying to convert my guests, but I really would like to for them to understand that you do get a sense of something. The studio is electrified, you know. A lot of little things are happening here. Let me go now to a young lady, Mariam Figueroa Vasquez. How do you feel about it? How long have you been a Muslim?
It's no coincidence, but inshallah, that means if Allah wills it, tomorrow will be a year for me that I reverted to being Muslim. And I'd like to take the time to congratulate the brother here for...
You're congratulated.
For embracing Islam, mm-hmm. for reaching out for his salvation, for giving himself the opportunity to know the truth and to do the biggest thing or the most essential thing that a Muslim should do for another Muslim is to spread the word on. I got a great sense of feeling when my brother Raheem was talking about the life that we lived un-Islamically, and when you become a Muslim, you strive to do the righteous things. And the joy that I share from Mr. Hassan is there is a hadith, or there is a saying that Prophet, peace be upon him, said, mm-hmm. and that's want for your brother what you want for yourself. And the joy that I feel and the ability to strive to correct and to try to live the life of a Muslim woman, there are no words to describe it.
In other words, it gives you a great deal of satisfaction.
Absolutely. Yeah. A completeness is like all of a sudden I feel that Allah has given me a purpose in this life, and that's to try and strive.
Allah means God.
Allah is God.
It's God.
Well, Allah is Allah, because I said before in a show there are gods and then there is Allah. Mm. Allah stands alone.
See, you have to understand that what the West doesn't understand is that we use the terminology of the Quran or what the Prophet used, and it creates totally different concepts. The word religion is not the same as it is in Islamic terminology. Deen means
explain
life.
Explain it, how it. Deen, the word religion is not the same as it is in Islam.
No, religion has to do a lot with personal belief and rituals in the Western concept. That's why you can talk about separation of church and state. In Islam, that's of course impossible, because Islam means in Islam, religion is not translated properly. It's deen. Deen means lifestyle, system of life.
The way to live.
And that means that covers every aspect, economic, political, juridical, every single aspect of life is covered comprehensively. So we have our own moral, political laws, social laws, jurisprudence, everything, economic laws, everything is totally included in the Islamic concept. So the sense of a separation of church and state, we don't have a church. You see,
lifestyle is a church.
There's no church. We don't have a priesthood. There's no clerical class. That's something which in the West they misrepresent. They think we have clerics. We have no clerics. I've been able to perform marriages. Anybody can, and other things of that nature.
How do you feel about it, Ms. Vasquez?
I feel that it brings...
I mean, you know, in terms of your becoming a Muslim.
How do I feel in terms of me becoming Muslim? I feel that that I finally have the truth, but I feel something more deeper than that, and that I feel great freedom, you know.
Freedom from what?
Freedom from my oppression, because I felt I had an oppression. I felt that I had to live a life the way everybody told me that I needed to live
a
life.
You felt that you were
I felt that I needed to behave the way everybody else was behaving. I felt that I needed to dress, act, to live a social life the way everybody else in this world had to tell me.
But and being a Muslim, you don't have to do that. You can do what you...
Being a Muslim, you strive to live the life according to his rules and regulations, and he gives you a description of how to live. So you don't live for others. You live to please and to be subservient to Allah.
I see. Now you see Mr. James Hudson Clifton James.
Yes.
You've really taken on a big job here, haven't you?
Well, yes, I have to say that to strengthen what I intend to do. See, in the religious faith, you have to know thyself, which today I added on another link that I could see further in life.
Now, let me ask you something. Suppose I were to ask you, I were to say to you, say now to all these people listening to you on the radio
right,
that you are a Muslim,
yes,
and that you're inviting them to be a Muslim. What could you say to them that would convince them?
Well, I am not here to convince no one. They have freely, they have to come. All what I would tell them, if they want to live a righteous life, is to join up with the Muslim, read about them, listen, and then they will come to themselves.
How do you feel about that?
Well, Allah says that the sincere will come. Those who are truly sincere, because no one will actively seek the Creator, and God will deprive them of the knowledge of his existence and the true way of life. If a person sincerely seeks guidance, he will be given that guidance.
You think Maryam would say same thing with about the same way they feel about it?
Absolutely.
Then your decisions are not your decisions. It's someone else's, or it's a God. Is that?
That's right. Nothing moves but the power before the power of Allah.
We do make our own decisions.
Yes, we do, because we have a free will. Mm-hmm. Allah did give us a free will to make choices.
Mm-hmm.
And we can either choose to go to the right path or go on the wrong path.
Well, let me ask you something. Suppose you were to go to a Roman Catholic church. I'm Catholic. Mm-hmm. And I said, would you come with me to church Sunday or whatever? Could you go with me and still be a Muslim?
As long as if we're doing that as a courtesy, not in the sense of partaking in the rituals itself, maybe as an observer, there's nothing wrong with that. Of course, if we were partaking in the rituals, you would see there's a clear contradiction there. But there's still no problem. We have high respect for Christians and Jews. We consider them people of the book because they have been given a prior tradition of prophethood and divine literature, and we respect that, and that's well respected in Islamic tradition.
You feel the same way?
Absolutely.
You said absolutely, but you must remember I don't know exactly. How do you feel about your religion, Muslim, in terms of Christianity?
Well, I was born and raised a Catholic. That choice was made for me by my parents, and I practiced it while I was under their discipline. But I noticed as I got older that I was practicing something because that's what I was told to do. And as time came on for me, I started to feel a spiritual void. And my religion of being Catholic was not fulfilling my spiritual void. Mm-hmm. Not only that, I saw that the Catholic religion modernized itself according to what was happening in the world. So I found it to be very hypocritical.
Well, that's about bring us towards the ends of this show. And, you know, it would be good to hear from you next time. How do you feel about the religion insofar as the people who listen to this show is concerned? Let me know, in other words, if people hear you and how they react to you. Would you? I'd be very glad to know. I'm Alva Solianos. My thanks to our guests. Thank you for listening. Good morning.
You've been listening to Hispanic New York, a public affairs presentation of WOR, the talk station.